This podcast is brought to you by Ukwazi, bringing relevant mining engineering consultancy services to dynamic industry. Friday, January 30, 2009. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Christy van der Merwe. Making headlines today. Vehicle manufacturer Volkswagen South Africa's spokesperson, Bill Stevens, says the company will release up to 400 employees in a process of voluntary separation. The Eastern Cape-based manufacturer will also close all of its production areas in the last week of February, as well as during the weeks before and after the Easter weekend in April. Stevens says the continuing worldwide financial crisis is having a dramatic impact on the demand for vehicles, with practically all global markets showing a substantial reduction in demand. Africa's biggest steel producer, ArcelorMittal South Africa, will roll over its current prices into February. This is after having reduced prices consistently between October and January, in line with the movements in international steel prices and the South African currency. Corporate communications manager Sven Luncher said that prices had dropped between 35 and 40% on average over the last 4 months. The company says that flat and long prices for orders with confirmed delivery from February 1 would remain unchanged from January 2009. The exception was two flat steel items, the prices of which would fall by 500 rand a ton. Also making headlines, President Kgalema Motlanthe tells Parliament to reconsider the Competition Amendment Bill. The Airports Company of South Africa gets a 1.5 billion rand loan from the Development Bank of Southern Africa for its infrastructure development program. The National Union of Metalworkers of South Africa will host a conference on the industry's job losses in March. And there's a bumpy ride ahead for the global aviation industry. That's a roundup of newsmaking headlines today. For more on these and other stories, please visit engineeringnews.co.za.